the theme music from the 2005 film Brokeback Mountain. It earned musician Gustavo Santaolalla the first of his two Oscars. He got a second the following year for his work on Babel. He is an Argentine composer who moved to the U.S. in the 70s, and he's won 16 Grammy Awards. Gustavo Santaolalla has a new solo instrumental album out called Camino, and he's with us from NPR West in Culver City, California. Gustavo, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me. Very, very happy to be here with you.
Well, and tell us, first of all, about this instrument that you play called the ronroco. A lot of people probably have never even heard of that.
Well, you know, the ronroco is really, it's related to the charango. Charango, most likely people have heard in groups that play Andean music. So it's a little tiny instrument. It's a 5-double string instrument. And that's kind of like, you know, the roots of the ronroco. The ronroco in reality is a really lowered pitched charango. It's rarely used. I mean, it's not as used as the charango, but it has more sustain, more body, and that's the instrument that I kind of connected. I've been playing charango since I was a kid, but once I found the ronroco, it really, really grabbed something special in me. I love string instruments, so I have lots of guitars and lots of other string instruments, which I actually, some of them, play in this album. But I will say that my two instruments are the guitar and the ronroco.
Well, let's listen to a little bit from it. This is the first track. It's called Alma. Tell us a little bit about that song, Alma.
Alma is the oldest one. Probably it's like 15 years old. And I wrote it. The seed of it came waiting in Hawaii to go back, coming back to Los Angeles. So it was probably something that came of the inspiration of being in Maui for a couple of weeks. Mm. I mean, the music doesn't have anything to do with Hawaiian music, although I'm a huge fan of slack key guitar music. But
there's also a little bit of ukulele there, I think.
Well, you know, the ronroco, it is in that family. Remember that an instrument of that size, being a ukulele, a cavaquinho, a mandolin, will have some type of connection, you know? So there is a little bit of that ukulele factor in there. That's true.
Now, you have not only done this music, you've also been, as you say, famous for music from films, but you've also now done some music for television commercials. I want to listen to a little bit of this. This was in a Louis Vuitton campaign. And not only are you doing stuff for Louis Vuitton, you've also now been nominated for a BAFTA, the British version of the Academy Awards, for your work on the soundtrack to a Sony PlayStation game called The Last of Us. How did you start working on things like video games and commercials?
Well, you know, commercials is something that somehow is related to my family, because my dad, I grew up in an advertising family. I mean, Mad Men, that was, you know, That's exactly the world that I grew up. My dad worked in Argentina for Walter Thompson for the 30 years. So, and speaking about the video games, I'm not a gamer myself. I have a son, a 14-year-old son that is a super gamer. But from the moment that I met with the director and that learned, you know, that the story, and learned that they really wanted to do something that it was different, that it wasn't the typical video game score.
But how do you set a soundtrack to a world when you're not a gamer yourself?
Well, you know, listen, it's all about stories. It's all about telling stories. A book, a film, a song, it's all about storytelling. So basically, I prefer... when I work in films, for example, not to start from the visuals. I prefer to start from the script and from conversations with the directors. I think I get the most inspired by this kind of abstract relationship with the story and the characters much more so than when I see an image. Of course, at the end of the day, I end up doing stuff to picture because that's part of the job. But there are been some extreme cases. In the case of Brokeback Mountain, for example, the whole score I did before one frame was shot. So the music was all there, and obviously it was the genius of Ang Lee to say, I'm going to put this here, this here, this here.
Wow, that's interesting because that's a very different way than it's often done, right? Don't you usually get to see at least some of the film so that you can get a sense of what you're writing your music for?
Absolutely. I mean, the normal way, way, or the conventional way, it's that the composer comes at the end of the movie when the movie's already been edited to other music that is called temp music, and lots of times the composers feels, you know, it is kind of obliged to try to imitate that, but without making it exactly a copy, because then they would be sued. So it's not, for me, a very creative process. I like much more to see how the characters, the story impacts me, and what comes, you know, what idea of an instrument, of a sound, or a timbre comes to me. But like that, and not trying to, you know, to score somebody coming out of a van and getting inside of a house. You know what I mean?
Well, let's listen to a little bit of that theme from Brokeback Mountain. Did you know you had struck gold when you composed that?
No, to be honest, this is also a nice story. When we were at Sundance presenting Motorcycle Diaries, somebody started saying, you know, Gustavo should meet Ang Lee because he has this really special, you know, Western piece of Americana that, you know, Gustavo should really meet with him. So they sent me the script, I read the script, and I came back to Los Angeles and I started just writing. Really, I was very, very excited. So I talked to the producer, James Seamus, at the time, and he calls me, and you know, he couldn't believe it. He said, you know, Ang got this music and thought it was some examples, you know, that you were, some samples that you were sending him to show what you can do. And he said, you know, damn, this music will be perfect for the movie. You know, this will be deep. And he said, no, this is the music of the movie.
Well, let me bring you back to your new album, which is very cinematic as well. And let's listen to one song in particular that stands out. It's called Cordon de Plata. That this refers to a mountain range in Argentina. Do you find that you want to bring your upbringing to the people who are listening to your music, that there's something about Argentina that you want to present through your music?
Absolutely. I don't know if it's formulated that way, but one thing that has been always in my mind is a concept of identity, to try to show through what I do who I am or where do I come from. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, all the way folklorical, but there's some elements I think that are part of my music that are totally related to that place of the world that I come from.
The new album is called Camino. Gustavo Santaolalla, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure having you.
Jeremy, thank you so much. Anytime, and all the best.